Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Coming up, we're going to be talking about the importance of work culture. That's an important, it's a very important one, isn't it? Deborah Schwartz is the head of talent at Synthesis Software Technologies. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Morning, Howie.
How are you?
I'm good. A little tired.
Really? Why?
Late night.
Oh, was it?
Early
was
morning. Yes. You were here. You know.
It's true. But yes. But I wasn't allowed on any team that wanted to win. Did you get onto a team?
No, I elected to not be on a team.
Right.
Historically, I have been on teams.
And how's it worked for them?
Added very little value.
And I know the feeling from experience. All right, so let's just talk about a head of talent at a company like Synthesis is not for sissies.
No, it's not not for sissies. It's something I'm immensely passionate about. Mm-hmm. The amount of recruits that we've been able to onboard, I think it's been 80 just this year alone.
80 new recruits this year.
Yes, yeah. So I mean, that's the size of a relatively small company.
It's a lot of people you've onboarded.
It's been busy. I'm very, very excited that I'm growing my team.
Right.
It's unrelenting, but unrelentingly amazing.
Okay. So let's just talk about work culture.
Yes.
Because it's really become a buzzword and everybody talks about culture. Mm. But let's first understand what it is. What does it mean to you? Mm.
So I think work culture, I'm going to speak from an organizational point of view. Mm. I think work culture is absolutely essential, and I'll tell you why. I believe that every organization has an opportunity to turn their workforce into either advocates or critics. So when you turn your workforce into advocates, what then in turn happens is you experience a workforce who actually wants to step outside of their scope of duty, their formal portfolio, to assist in achieving commercial objectives. And that is that's an intrinsic want because they have a vested interest in this organization that they love. And we experience
that. So it's a sense of belonging. It's a sense of belonging, inclusion.
And I think, you know, I can only really speak about Synthesis in this regard, but we're very employee-centric. So we focus on what do our people want, not only from a career perspective, but outside of that as well. So, I mean, we have a specific instance where Dion Schwabski is, wanting to do race car driving, and so we've sponsored that. And so I think being employee-centric is, number one, the key, I think.
It's almost dealing with your employees where you find them.
Correct.
In other words, if somebody is passionate about race driving, I don't even have the vocab.
No, myself.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it really means.
It's not for us, Howie.
It's not a Jewish thing,
no,
is it?
Actually, but he happens to be Jewish.
Oh, really?
Interestingly enough.
We should probably not talk about him as though he's not listening to the show. But anyway, so it's finding your employees within the space that where they are
Absolutely. And really just embracing the fact that once your employees become advocates, they're willing to all really rally together in the assisting of meeting the commercial objectives. And I experience that daily at Synthesis. I know you do as well.
For sure. But many companies, many organizations talk about a positive work culture. Mm. It's very different when you really do live it versus talking about it but not living it.
Correct. So I think where at Synthesis we've really got it right is the fact that our culture is based on a meritocracy. So what does that mean? Mm. That means, so I'm going to speak a little bit about psychology, right? Mm. So in a healthy, functional family, they say that the scapegoat shifts. Now, how this pieces together is I believe so should your team leads within a work, you know, setting. What does that mean? That means we don't do hard and fast bosses. I'm your boss. I said you to do this, therefore do it. We select team leads based on subject matter expertise. And why does that allow for a great culture? That allows for a great culture because every person comes on board knowing if I achieve X, Y, and Z, I also have a path to becoming a team lead or whatever the case is. So there's very much career progression, which allows for happy staff, motivated staff who, like I've kept saying, are advocates that want to step outside of their scope to assist in meeting.
In other words, in other words, you could have a situation where a team lead, where a person much senior to them is actually reporting into them
1,000%, absolutely, the subject matter expertise shifts.
Right.
So you can't be a subject matter expert in everything.
Right. So it's absolutely about the knowledge and not about where somebody sits in a hierarchy.
Exactly. It's not about I've been here for
a power distance,
correct.
In other words.
It's not about I've been here for 30 years, you will listen to me irrespective of my knowledge base.
Tell me about the challenges which almost every company is having around the world at the moment, in tech particularly, the shortage and the difficulty in acquiring staff.
So there is undoubtedly a war on talent at the moment, specifically with regards to tech. I think, one has to just be brand cognizant, and we are very brand cognizant. Yeah. Since we really live our brand, we market our brand, and that makes us a compelling place to work. I think, still in these times that we are able to onboard 80 people during
incredible.
The course of the year, we're experiencing, a lot of people find Synthesis to be compelling, not only because of our culture, but because we're, making use of emerging technology, we're doing stuff that hasn't been done before.
Place, yeah.
Absolutely. So I think advice to anyone who is experiencing this war on talent is, optimize your own brand and your offering. I think it's the very least you can do, and be creative about how you go about looking for staff.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, if somebody is interested in finding out if Synthesis is the place for them, what do they do? Who do they email?
talent@synthesis.co.za. Alternatively, anyone's welcome to get directly in touch with me, and that's Deborah@synthesis.co.za.
Absolutely.
Thank you for
awesome.
Having me, Howie.
Well, I thought that was very, very pleasant. Deborah Schwartz, head of Talent at Synthesis Software Technologies, talking to us about work culture. It is 8:18. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.